Yo, 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 what up? It's the homie Mezzy tuned in to Mezz Drinks and Chill. Got the homie Star in the building. Star, what up?
Yeah, what up?
What's going on?
I'm in here.
Chilling, we kicking it, drinking the Don.
Yeah.
What's up with it? How's life?
Yo, life is lifing.
Yeah?
Yeah, real bad. It's good, though.
We're going to be talking about bartending, right? You a bartender?
Yeah.
How you like bartending? Ugh. Yeah? It's got its ups and downs?
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
What's some of the ups?
Ups, fast money,
mm-hmm.
networking, mm-hmm. for sure. The atmosphere. I like yeah. to be outside. I like to be right. around people and, you know, spreading the love. So, like, that's, like, my main thing for sure.
Right.
And to get paid doing it is crazy. That's, like, my favorite part about it. Like,
what's better than getting paid while doing something you love, right?
Right.
What's some of the bar etiquette like? I know y'all hate when... Like, somebody order a drink and linger at the bar, right? Like, don't y'all want them to just move out the way?
Yeah, if you ain't really spending no money. Like, so the worst thing is, like, you come, you order a drink,
mm-hmm.
you don't tip, and then now you in my face yeah. the rest of the night. Like, move around, yeah. bro. Like, move. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, come on. Like, let somebody else get in here. And if you're not going to tip.
Right. That'd be the worst. Not tipping is crazy.
Yeah.
How important is it for somebody to tip? Like, what's some of the advantages of tipping your bartender well?
It's very important because as a bartender, we don't get paid. Like, our pay is literally like $1.97, $2. Like,
yeah.
and taxes eat that up. So we literally living off of tips.
Right.
So, like, now you want to come and you want to talk about your whole life story and you want to do all of this and you want your drink special and you want to add this, yeah. da, 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 and then you leave and you tip a dollar. Like,
that's wild.
That's tipping crazy.
$1 is crazy.
It's crazy.
And, but they don't realize, like, if you tip, at least in my experience, if you tip more, the bartenders skip everybody else to get your drink first.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we got regulars. We know our people that's going to come in is going to take care of us.
Right.
Like, because you come in, you just want to run it up, you want to talk, you want to do all of that.
Right.
But you ain't really spending no bread.
Yeah. And they be all in your face. How often do you deal with stink breath?
Oh, God.
I know niggas be in your face just talking.
Stink breath is crazy.
Let me get a blue motorcycle.
You yo, like, bro, let me move. Get it. Oh, wait, the spit is worse, though, because motherfuckers be spitting in your face. Like, yo, let me...
Right, because they got to scream over the music.
Yeah, like, hold on, pause.
Yeah,
back
damn,
up.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like, and as bartenders, like, we learn how to, like, read lips. Like, as a bartender, I think I
can
say it for, like, all my bartenders. Like, we yeah. know how to read words. Like, unless you want some weird, some, like,
right.
extravagant shit, like, we know, nigga, tequila.
In the black clubs, the hood clubs, they don't really
they
get
don't
too
do
much.
All
the yeah, be
extra
simple shit, right?
Right. So it'd be like, you don't got to be in my face, but they be, yo, ma.
Yeah.
Let me, I'd be like, bro, back yeah. up. Like, you don't even got to be that close.
Right.
Like, I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's up with people? Like, sometimes I've seen bartenders get mad at people for, like somebody order, like, a shot on ice, right? But then they'll feel like, ain't no liquor in here. But it's like, bro, I put a whole shot in here. It's just mad ice. Like, do people ask for, like, refunds and ask for their money or tell you you ain't put enough drink?
You get that, but you get that from the broke niggas. Like, I ain't yeah. even gonna hold you. Like, niggas that really come and spend money or, like, females that come because it's a bar. Like,
right.
at the end of the day, like, you getting taxed. You know, so, like, if you don't want to get taxed, stay home.
Stay home, yeah.
Stay home. Buy a bottle at the crib and
right.
get drunk.
Because yeah.
this is an establishment. We
yeah.
know what's
You're paying
happening.
For the vibe.
You paying for the vibe.
Right.
That's what you're paying for. So don't gonna be mad at me because I can't, bro, this not my bar.
Right, you don't make the prices.
This not my liquor. They watching us as we pouring them shots. You know, some of the clubs have like the little cap things. So
oh, yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
it, you know what I'm saying? But if you get locked in with a bartender and you tip well.
Right, you might get a little extras.
You drink yeah. well.
Right, exactly. Tip well, drink well.
Tip well, drink well.
I like that. I like that. Oh, but as a matter of fact, you part of the legendary Crystals family.
Yeah.
Crystals on the Plaza.
Yeah.
A Caribbean club. Would y'all call it Jamaican club or Caribbean club?
Jamaican,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know y'all like the Jamaicans make sure they know. Your pops is a legend in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over.
Oh, true. All over. But
all
for
over.
Sure. Charlotte, for everybody know him. Like
yeah.
everybody. Like y'all have one of the most legendary runs in club histories in Charlotte.
The crazy part about it is Club Crystal originated in Rochester, New York.
Did it really?
It did.
I never knew that.
I never knew it either until I knew.
Yeah.
It was Club Crystal. It was on Goodman Plaza. My dad had crystals.
In Rochester, you talking about?
In Rochester. All right.
Rochester, Charlotte was Plaza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he started that. This was before my time. I wasn't even born yet. And my dad go by Pressa. Like, everybody know Pressa. Yeah. And so it was dope, though. Like, even, like, to this day, like, if I tell somebody, yo, my dad such and such, they be like, yo,
yeah,
respect.
Right, 100%, like, exactly.
Yeah.
So, nah, your pops is definitely a legend in the city.
Yeah.
As far as a bartender, right, like, on a slow night, does the, like, the manager or the owner of the club bless the, like, does he take care of the staff, or how does that work, like, on a slow night?
Hell nah.
Nah, you just get beat for the night, that's
yeah,
it.
That's it. Like, you got a bad night, and we ain't really making no money, like, shit, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's big on tips, though, because we working based off of tips.
Right.
Like, we not going here and we getting this $26 an hour or whatever. Like, we ain't paid, like, $125, $2 an hour. So on a bad night, it's just a bad night.
And that's it. Ain't nothing that's about it. It, right?
Ain't nothing about it. They not compensating us. They not.
So what's the advantages of being a bartender as far as, like, so what's the advantages and disadvantages, like? Because it's fast money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
it's like with any hustle. It's, you get what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, so, like, it's like if you go in and you do your job and you networking and you meet with the right people and you showing up,
yeah,
you gonna get paid well. But if you come in nasty attitude, it's just like working at fucking McDonald's. You go to McDonald's and motherfuckers mad to do their job at Mickey D's, bro. Like, you chose to be here,
right?
So at the end of the day, what are you gonna do? You knew what your check was gonna be. So you either gonna show up happy and you're gonna bring that energy, or you're gonna show up mad and you're gonna be mad at the world and you, like, but it's based on what you get, like,
how I've seen bartenders leave out the spot mad as fuck on them slow nights. Right. But then in them good nights, y'all be lit.
Yeah. You gotta understand, you have to understand that it's ups and it's downs.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, and that's one thing about my world, like, bartending is like, I know I'm gonna have if I have a good night,
yeah,
great. If I have a bad night, damn.
Yeah.
What could I do better?
Right.
What could I shift it? You know what I'm saying? But it always not as clean cut as you think it may be. Because some nights it just be slow. Like,
right,
it don't rain. You know what I'm saying? It's a Tuesday. Motherfuckers ain't really trying to pop out like that.
It's
like,
cold
so
as hell.
It's cold as hell. Like, it's mad different shit that, you know, lead up to that, you know. So it also goes into the promotion, like, what you doing, you know, to keep your club hot.
Right.
It's a lot of factors that plays into that.
Right. Now, at the end of the night, who clean you? Like, what do y'all have to all clean up?
Everything.
Really?
Everything. So if you're a bartender, though, like, if you're in a bar, usually the bartenders have to deal with the back of the bar. So we got to make sure that the drinks, like, the liquor is restocked.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make sure we have all of the drinks that we need. Our bar back, like, take care of a lot of shit. And then the bottle girls, they got to clean up the sections because they work in the floor.
Right.
So they got to make sure the floor straight and make sure everything else is taken care of. But if you got a good team with you, everybody going to help each other.
Right.
Everybody gonna, like, kind of look out for each other. And so it just depends on the atmosphere and what type of club or bar or whatever establishment that you're working at. Because, like, the places that I have worked at, like, bro, if the bar done and we all clean, then I'm gonna help the bottle girls. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we all can't leave. We all, like...
Oh, yeah, all can't leave until it's clean?
Yeah.
But I've always noticed, because, you know, I promoted for years, there's always, like, some type of tension between bottle girls and and bartenders. And hell, sometimes even with the bar bags. Like, what does that be about? We ain't gotta get specifics, or you don't have to call nobody's name, but
it be a mix of shit. So you gotta understand, like, you dealing with people. It be a mix of things.
Right.
A lot of it be like some females or some guys, they be on the outs because somebody done fucked with somebody. So it's like that part. It's like somebody making more than the other person.
Right.
It be attitudes. Like, oh, you think you run a shit type. It be a mix of things. It be a bunch of stuff. And then, like, with women, dealing with females, we are very emotional, like, very stand our ground type shit. So it be, like, it be that type of weird stuff, too.
Don't y'all got, like, a payout system? Don't the bartenders?
Yeah, we have to. So the bartenders, the bottle girls have to tip out the bartenders.
Uh-huh.
You have to tip us out because y'all getting y'all bottles or y'all getting whatever y'all getting.
Right.
But y'all still have to come to the bar.
Like if somebody orders a drink or a Red Bull or something like that, you got
to
go.
You got to come to us. So they, but they, like, bottle girls be, like, kind of salty or feel some type of way because they have to tip us out feeling like we made more at the bar, but we done put up with way more shit at the bar than the bottle girls had to go through. Or vice versa, though, because the bottle girls be having to go through mad shit, too.
Yeah, they do. Everybody got their own devil. They all deal with the same hell, just a different devil.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, but, so who tips out the bar backs?
That,
or it just depends on the establishment?
It does.
Because I've heard both. I've heard sometimes the waitress has to do it, sometimes the bartender has to do it.
Yeah, I don't, it depends on the establishment and how the bar backs get paid out.
Yeah.
I think, like, the bar backs kind of be, like, the lowest of the totem pole.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
But because they're not really front stream. Like, they're not really dealing with the people. They're not dealing with the shit. They just going to restock our shit. Like, making sure that we straight, we got this, da, 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 wiping up shit. So, it depends on where you work at.
And I've also heard waitresses say, like, the bartender gets to you when she feels like getting to you because you kind of slowing up her money. She got to stop what she's doing, like, with her tip to get you straight. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so, and then I also heard the opposite. It's like, no, I'm not stopping what I'm doing. I was already in the middle of an order when you came asking for a Red Bull and or whatever you order. You know what I'm saying? But and it's almost like they look at it like it's already guaranteed money. Like, your section's already sold. Who cares? This guy right here needs his drink.
But
it just be, it's really, It just depends which shoe you're wearing.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it depends on, like, who you deal with. Like, the person that you deal with and the bartender that you deal with on up and up. Like, I ain't really big on, like, who got the most money. I'm like, really, who the most respectful? Like, who talking and then tips? Like, who really being respectful and then who really finna pay me?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of work my shit.
Like, shit, that's a good system to have.
Yeah.
Who's respectful and who's going to really pay me?
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas get belligerent. They be mad. They want to get, because they got a fucking band waving in your face. Nigga, I don't give a fuck
about
that.
I don't care about that money.
I don't give a fuck about that money.
Right.
Nigga, respect me.
Yeah.
Because who's you talking to?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? If enough of money come through the building, like, yo, okay.
Right, right.
What's up?
Yeah.
But I still don't forget about my little people. And so it really just depends on your bartender, honestly.
How is it dealing with, like, drunk people when you're sober? Because technically in North Carolina, you're supposed to be sober. You're not supposed to drink and work. So we're going to go with the technicality that I know. I understand a lot of waitresses and bartenders might drink on the sly, but you can't be on a level of drunk. You might take a drink or two, but for the most part, you're sober, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work dealing with drunk people? Because that has to be, like, super annoying.
It's the most annoying shit in the world.
Yeah.
And so what I compare it to as a woman,
right,
is when you pregnant. Like,
huh?
I'm. Wait, <what? laughs> But that's how I'm going to compare it to you.
Okay.
So, like, and I'm speaking to my women. So, like, when we pregnant and, like, say, like, we knocked up. We pregnant. We 6 months in, whatever. We can't drink.
Oh,
but you still got your aunties and your cousins and everybody want to get, it's Christmas and shit.
They had your baby shower drunk.
They had the baby shower drunk. And I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? This how I be acting? Like,
right.
What is happening? Like, I'm pissed off, like, mad as a bitch. But at the end of the day, it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was drunk, I'd probably be in the same type of time they on. So it just be like, you know, just kind of, like, calm down a little bit. Don't get too mad. Niggas off that oil.
Yeah, like, 100%.
So I try to be, like, calm, be like, okay, I get it. But you know, like, people that's just, like, a little tipsy or, like, yo, get him the fuck out of here.
Right.
They got to go. Get her out of here.
Security's usually on your side, right?
Oh, security. Do you have to say, I love security.
Yeah.
Security, like, yo, especially if you're a good bartender, if you got good rapport with your staff, Like, security don't play about you, especially they bartenders. They get niggas up out of there real fast. Like, you can't disrespect your bartenders. Like, especially if you've had a good establishment. I worked at Infinity Live. And that was, like, one of my good spots. Them motherfuckers didn't play.
I was in there one night. They beat the brakes off of this dude. Like, I almost felt bad for the dude. Like, yo, chill, man. Like, at what point do you stop beating him up? Like, he's curled up on the floor and everybody just taking their licks on him. And then drug him across the dance floor all the way to the outside. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. It be that, though. But sometimes people get drunk, so it be like, shit. Nigga, if you can't handle your liquor, nigga, stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home.
100%. Sheesh.
We just girls.
Huh?
We just girls.
That's true, yeah.
We just girls doing our job.
Right.
At the end of the day, we just doing our job. Like, you know, like, you can have some establishments where they let you pour heavy. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? And like, I choose to go to the bars. Like, I like to go to the older bars. Because the older bars, they don't really be tripping like that. They let you pour heavy.
True.
Like.
Oh, you mean working?
Yeah, working.
Okay, yeah.
They let you pour heavy. Like, they ain't really tripping too much.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Recently, one of my homegirls had a birthday party. It was her 50th birthday party. And I went, and it was some spot I never heard of. But when I tell you the shots that they were pouring, I was like, yo, hold on. This is like a double shot, and you only charging $10 per shot. I'm like, how y'all making money? But I guess if you own the spot, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, them older spots definitely do.
They're going to pour you up.
100%. What's the fastest way to piss off a bartender?
Yo, mine. And then screaming, waving money in your face. Like, bro, I see you.
Yeah.
Nine times, like, if you a bartender, you have to be savvy. Like, you have to know what the fuck going on. So we paying attention.
It don't seem like it, though. Like, I've been in spots where I'd be like, she don't even see
me. She don't even see me.
Yeah. But you already peeped everything.
I'd already peeped everything. I done seen shit. And so I've been a bartender, but I've also been on the other side of the bar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I got, like, it's places as a bartender, there's places that I go that I, like, I know the bartender. So I walk up to the bar. I ain't got to say shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best feeling. Yeah.
Yo, I just be like.
Right.
She be like, she wink at me or some shit like that. Like, I see you. Boom. And she probably hit, like, 5 people.
Yeah.
Before she hit me. And, like, I have, like, my homegirls with me. They be like, ding, da, da, da. Yo, chill.
Right.
I'm a bartender. I know. She saw me. Like, she saw me. She still gotta work her customers, bro.
Facts, yeah.
Like, it ain't like I'm not coming in here as for special treatment, but I know when she make our drinks, our shit gonna be right.
Right.
We gonna be good. Like, so just chill.
Yeah.
And it be like the belligerent friends. They be like, nah, she seen us. Da, 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 da. Like, bro, chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Cause now I gotta get into a car, I gotta explain this, and I ain't trying to do that. So, like, I done been on both sides. Cause I like to go out just as much as I like to work.
I bet.
So
Well, you said it. I think you said it earlier. You said it. What's better than making money at the place that you like being at it anyway? That's what made me start promoting. I would go to the club and I'm like, I know half the club in here, like, and I love doing this shit, so why not throw the fucking parties?
That part.
Right. It was something else that we spoke about. What about, like, so the outfits, right? That y'all gotta wear. Because some of them be like super, super, you know, revealing. Do y'all ever have outfits where you'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that?
Yes and no. That's also placed on the establishment that you're working at.
Yeah.
I've worked at multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
Some places, they're going to tell you, like, when they hire you, like, yo, this is mandatory.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you have to wear at some point. Like, they have, like, less revealing stuff that you can wear.
Right.
But it's still kind of revealing.
Yeah.
So you have to know that. And then you have some places where, you know, it's just chill. Like, you can wear whatever black you want to, like, you know.
Black. You could just wear all black, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And you could be fine. But for me, as a bartender, if you're a bartender, because people are coming for that experience.
Right.
Motherfuckers can buy a bottle at the crib and kick it at the house.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So they come in.
For the eye candy,
too. For the eye candy.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I already had that in my head. Like, yo, I'm coming in, I'm looking my best. Like,
And that also is an advantage to the customers. Like, most people are going to go to the girl who's, you know,
the prettiest.
Exactly, yeah.
It's really about being pretty. Like, It's really about being pretty. If you're not pretty, it's how you pour your drinks. Do your drink taste good?
Yeah.
Is your shit strong? You know what I'm right. saying? Like, even if it's not strong, it tastes like it's strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's you selling something. You're selling something to these people.
Right.
So, and...
That's important.
It's very important. As a bartender, that's very, very important.
Right. 100%. Have you ever worked somewhere where you're like, I'm not wearing it?
Nah. Not for me. Not for me. Because I push the limit. Yeah. So I like to dress. So
right.
for me, it ain't really ever been that bad. Like, I like the dress. Like, I'm okay. If I got to put this on, I'm going to put this on. Now, if it's something that don't suit my body, like, y'all can give me alternative. Because I'm also still want to look good. Like, I'm not going to put myself in some shit.
Yeah.
That ain't really built for my body, and now I'm out here looking crazy. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I can't wear that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 36.
Yeah. And like, do the owners trip about shit like that? Like, if you stand your ground about something?
Nah. They most of the time, they accommodate you. The biggest thing for the owners, the clubs that I have worked at,
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing is showing up like something. Like, you, I've been at a couple of clubs,
yeah.
big clubs in Charlotte, and the biggest thing is you get 2 days out of the month to come in with, like, no lashes, no makeup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, it's a place that I had worked at, and they was real heavy on, you have to wear makeup. I'm like, well, damn, what if you don't wear makeup?
Right.
Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? And they like, nah, you got 2 days out of the month. You got to look like something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what sells. So, I really don't really run into that problem, but I've also dealt with bartenders. That you gotta put on that extra shit. Like, you gotta come. And I've been disappointed, like, working alongside females, like, bro, you coming in here like you just home.
Right.
But then you mad cause your tips ain't tipping what they tipping.
Exactly.
Mama, you gotta dress the part.
You really do.
You really gotta dress the part.
Yeah.
Niggas like they coming to look at something. So
yeah, play the part. It's part of the game.
If you don't want to do that,
right,
find another job.
Now, how much gazing does it take? You know, like with customers, like some. How many? I'm thinking in a night, there's got to be a few dudes who come in here on the strength of hoping to bag the bartender, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how does that work? Do you just string them along? Do you just because your tips depend on that, right? So you got to be super extra flirty and friendly.
Yeah. That part, yeah, you have to be. If you're in a relationship,
that was my next question.
Ooh, okay.
But don't okay. jump into that yet. Just,
okay.
Just,
so if yeah. okay coming in, you got to be flirty.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to know how to separate that from this is my job. This is
right.
what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to get a check. You know, I'm a smile. I'm a kiki. But that's the same thing as working a corporate job. I work a 9-to-5. I work at the hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kiki. I have parents that call me like mad because they didn't get their surgery scheduled on this time or whatever. And I got to kiss a little ass. I got to tuck my tail a little bit. Like,
right.
You have to do that. You know what I'm saying? To
the game's the game.
You got to keep your people satisfied.
Right. Now, what if, like, how hard is it being a bartender and being in a relationship? Like, have you ever been in a relationship and been a bartender at the same time?
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? Like, how do you walk that tightrope with that?
You have to have a secure man.
Yeah.
You have to have a secure man because this is my job. Like, at the end of the day, this is what I'm doing for a living. You can either respect it or you not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I hope that most females are having conversations with a guy like, yo, this is what's happening. Like, if you just jumping in the game and you in a relationship and your guy don't know nothing and you know that, but...
he going to be at that bar sitting at the end of the table just grilling you. And y'all going to argue when y'all get home.
Right. And that's stupid.
It is stupid.
That's right. Stupid because at the end of the day, you know I'm coming home. Like, you know, this is a facade that I have to put on.
Yeah.
I have to do this. I have to... Kiki, I have to bat my eyelashes a little extra. I have to do mm-hmm. all of these things, you know what I'm saying, to make the money to come home.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that, you might not be the person for me.
Yeah, you can't date a bartender and be that dude. Like, I ain't even like going into spots where, like, Kat used to work at 935.
Mm.
I wouldn't even go in there too much because it's like I don't want to step in your trap and like, because I know what it, you know, you got to do certain shit to where you got to be super friendly. These guys coming in there looking for it, so I'm like, I'm not stepping in there for what? Because I know I ain't gonna be able to handle that. So like, not because
they
want
to hold your hand, like you give them the change back. Yeah. They want to hold your hand extra long, extra like you gotta
right, laugh, like get the tips and then. Also,
and then move on.
Also, me standing there, because, you know, I'm sure a bunch of dudes knew me and her were dating, so that fucks up her money. If I'm standing there ice grilling, niggas would come, niggas are like, oh, nah, her man is probably not coming. So that's fucking up her money, too. So it just comes with the game. Like, and I'm super secure with shit like that. I'm like, well, it is what it is. Plus, I really, in my heart, feel you can't control nobody. Like, if somebody want to do something, they going to do it. Ain't shit you could do about it. I don't give a fuck about you being insecure, going through their phone, none of that. Like, if somebody wants to do something, they going to do it. But as far as being a bartender, like I know a lot of the new rules too with waitresses, bartenders and stuff like that is a lot of the clubs will make you promote. Like you gotta have an IG and you have to promote their spot. And the waitress episode, Deanna was on the episode, she said even on nights that you're not working, you gotta promote this shit.
Yes.
That shit sounded crazy to me. I'm like, if I'm not working, why the fuck I gotta promote it?
Why not? You promoting your spot. That's just like you promoting your own brand. Like, you work at this establishment. So even if you're not working, you still have to promote. Because word of mouth is everything. So if you're your social media is right now, social media is everything.
Right.
And so at first I felt like I didn't get it, but I get it. Like, you have to promote.
Yeah.
You have to promote your spot.
Right.
That's a must. Yeah. You cannot work at a bar and you not posting. They will fire you.
For 100%. I keep hearing about
that. They will fire you. If you're not posting and you're not promoting your establishment, they will fire you.
But, all right, so let me tell you from a consumer point, right? Like, if I'm going there to kick it, if I'm in there, if I saw a star just posted, come to Club Star, let's just call it Club Star, like, I'm in here tonight, and then I go there and you're not there, you know how I'm mad? I'm only going because you're promoting it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going there for, because most guys go for customers go for their person. Mm-hmm. So if I go there and I don't see you there behind the bar, I'm going to be pissed. So it's like, damn, you just left a bad taste in my mouth. Pause. Like, but does that, like, that's from our point of view. But I get from like an establishment, that does make sense.
So as bartenders, so like when if we're not working that night, we'd be like, yo, come check out our girl. Like, and we usually tag them. Okay. Like, be like, okay, so yo, come check out my girl, such and such. I ain't worried, like, you be specific, like, right. I'm not working tonight. You don't necessarily say that, but you be like, yo, go check out my girl such and such behind the bar.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? You do it that way.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. But you have to support your establishment. You have to. That's just like if I had a business and say I'm the cook of the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not cooking tonight. But I'm like, oh, they got my recipes. They got da-da-da-da. Yo, go support my boy, Mess.
Right.
He out here tonight. He doing his things and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's what we going to do.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to support your people.
Yeah.
Because word of mouth is the biggest platform.
Yeah, for marketing. Yeah, for sure, 100%. I get that part. See, the fact that I never thought about it, y'all being specific on, like, go check Star out. She's working tonight. Not, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be like, oh, I'm not going to be there, but y'all could go.
So and that's crazy too, because so this is the thing, as bartenders, we do run into that as bartenders, because some bartenders won't promote. They won't even shout out their bitches because they not working. Yeah. So they don't even want people to come because they're not working. But that's not how you do things as a bartender, as a business person.
Right.
Because it takes a village.
100%, yeah.
It takes a village. So if I'm not on the clock, but I got somebody that I know that's on the clock.
Yeah.
That's gonna do the shit how I do it.
Right.
I'm gonna shout them out. Yo, go holler at my peoples. I ain't there tonight, but my peoples gonna get you right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That part makes sense. 100%. I ain't even think about it that way. I was just pretty much looking at it from the customer's point of view.
Yeah.
But but I don't know. Like, so with the who's the worst tippers?
Youngest.
The youngest?
The youngins.
And they probably have the most fucking, like...
the money. They got the most money. Them little niggas be out here with the bread. They be out here.
They got the most money to spend frivolously. Like, you probably got more money as an adult, but you have bigger bills.
Bigger bills and bigger shit that we have to pay. It be the youngins. I, like, So I've worked. Uh-huh. When it be the 18 and older parties, I don't even sign up for that shit.
Really?
I'm good. I'm not signing up for it because, one, y'all can't drink, but y'all getting water, y'all getting food.
Juice.
Y'all getting hookahs, juice. And one, they don't tip at all. Two, they leave like a dollar tip, bro.
That'll piss you off.
Piss me off. I don't work young parties. I do not work young parties. I don't. It's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm seasoned. I done did this shit. I'd rather work with the OGs. Like, I'd rather 21 and up. That's it. You don't even put me in a, don't even put me in a schedule.
Right.
For 18 and under.
Mm-mm. Do you have say-so on what nights you could work or where you can't work?
It depends on where I'm at. So, luckily, just from who I am.
Yeah.
I am able to be like, I'm not working 18 and older. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not working it. But, like, sometimes I will, you know what I'm saying, just to take one for the team. Like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I get to talk to their ass. Yo, y'all got a tip.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a 17-year-old. I tell my son to this right now. I tell my son, bro, you got a tip. I tell my son, you got to open doors for ladies.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. I got three boys. All fucking boys. I'm teaching them how to be men. The thing, and I will say this, like, these young women and these women teach y'all men, y'all young men, how to be men.
For sure. One thing I also noticed about bartenders and waitresses is that when they go out, they tip well also because they know the game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hella well.
So anytime I've ever been out with bartenders and waitresses, because, you know, sometimes as a promoter, like, when you're done, everybody may be like, yo, we all going to Onyx, or we're going somewhere else, and then they be real heavy with the tipping. And it's like, damn, I guess, you know, you got to show love to get some of that love. And it's almost like a secret society with y'all. Like, y'all all show each other love. Like, bartenders will come to other bartender spots, throw money in the air, show them love. Like, it's better that way, too. Like, keep that money revolving in a sense.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah.
Like, you have, and that's what creates the sisterhood and the brotherhood and the establishmenthood.
Yeah.
Like, just going out. Like, because working at Infinity,
mm-hmm.
we popped out. We go to Stats.
Right.
We done been downtown. We done been to XO. We done been to mad places, and we still show love. Like, when we outside, like, niggas know, and then we have motherfuckers like, yo, Infinity in this bitch.
Yeah.
Big ass signs, you know what I'm saying? But we still tipping. We still showing love. Like, you have to show love.
100%, right?
You have to. You have to, like, even, and the crazy part about it is, I did hair before I actually became a bartender. Well,
yeah.
I can say before. I did it like one in one. Like, it was the same thing.
Simultaneously, yeah.
Yeah. So, but before that, I'm like, I ain't tipping shit. Fuck you talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, getting into that lifestyle and, like, dealing with that, I was like, yo, you got a tip. You got a tip.
Hell yeah.
But my thing is, too, I am very big on hospitality and how your people treat you.
Yeah.
But you have to understand it. You have to understand the difference between hospitality
mm-hmm.
and your bartender treating you good in a job. And so you can go into a bar and you can have your favorite bartender
mm-hmm.
and you, yo, what up? You see him?
Yeah.
Yo, what up?
Right.
And then it's five drinks later, they done gave five other people drinks, but they ain't hit you yet. Now you salty. Nah. But when you coming from this world,
right.
you understand, like, yo, it's a movement. Like, you got to work down the line. Like, yeah, you my peoples.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with you real super hard. Like, I know you coming for me, but I still got three other people in front of you. Let me take care of them real quick.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah.
You know, and it be that disconnect. And I feel like for me as a woman, it's more disconnect with the guys because the niggas be real
what?
Impatient.
Oh, yeah.
Real impatient. Especially like the little drug that the niggas that think they just.
Yeah.
Sir, boss. Right. Sir, boss.
Right.
Chill out. I see you. I don't give a fuck about them. 10,000 them 10 bands you throwing up, nigga.
And are you gonna spend it all? Like,
and ain't It ain't. It's, but you got to be respectful. Because I got two ladies that's in front of you, too. And I'm also big on the ladies. You know, like, we outside. Like, yo, just chill. Everybody going to get their drink. I'm going to make sure everybody's straight. But y'all got to just pause. Pause for a little second.
Right.
We ain't forget about you. We see you.
I got a segment right here called This or That, right? So you just got to pick one or the other, right? So splitting tips or every bartender for their own?
That's a good one.
So you got to pick one or the other. Either you like splitting tips between all the bartenders or every bartender for their own.
Damn.
Because I hear mixed reviews on this one.
It is. This is a hard one. God damn, you came through the gate.
I came through the gate, bro. Got star stumped.
Yo, you do?
I ain't never seen you short for words as long as I know you.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to. Right. Okay. Ooh.
So for those who don't understand splitting tips, it's like everybody, there's one like tip jar basically, and then all the bartenders will split the jar. So you might have sold 7 drinks and the girl next to you might have sold 50 drinks, but y'all got to split it down the middle. Or do you rather every bartender for herself, meaning you keep your tips, whatever you made, you got your own tip jar, and the other person got their own tip jar?
That's hard. It depends on who working.
Right. But you got to choose.
Damn.
If you don't even know the other person, you don't know their capability or nothing, you just like, fuck it.
Bitch, I want my shit for myself. I ain't going to hold you. Yeah. Like, damn.
Because you know you can pull your weight, right?
I can pull my weight, but that, but I also...
Because it also...
Man, fuck
yeah,
you.
I fucked you up with this one.
Yeah, that was one. Okay. Shit, yeah. But I mean... If I had to choose, I'd rather just, for myself.
For yourself, you'd rather be for Dolo?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that one. And that might change, because I understand what you're saying, because sometimes it might just be, you might be next to somebody who could really pull their weight, and it doesn't even matter.
It don't even about, it's not necessarily about pulling your weight, it's about who you have on your team. You got team players, like, you got people that's really... Gonna be like, yo, bitch, we finna work this room. We finna do this. Like, hustlers, like, real bad. Like, yo, we on this. And then you got some that's just like, I'm just here, like, for a job. And so for me, any job that I go into, bitch, I'm getting that money. Right. I'm like, I'm showing up and I'm showing out.
Right.
But everybody not like that. So it's hard because I've been in both situations. I've been in situations where I'd be like, yo, nigga, just give me my tips. I ain't even finna split this shit with this bitch because she ain't really, you know what I'm saying? But then I also been in situations where I'd be like, yo, nigga, let's eat. We finna eat, bitch. We finna run this up. We finna run this bag.
Y'all can jug together, which means y'all might be able to finesse some shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on who's standing beside you. But if you don't know, you would just go for Dolo.
I already go for Dolo.
All right. When you drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's a better chaser when you taking shots? Is it salt or limes? Which do you prefer? This or that? One or the other?
I say lime.
You like limes better?
I'll take a lime.
Yeah? What do you prefer to drink? Tequila?
Tequila.
He don't even have to hear the other option?
He ain't got to add it. Because
that's what we on right now.
Tequila,
we on that Don
Julio. Right. Like the Julio. Yeah.
Day party or night party?
Ooh, day party.
Who tips better, men or women?
Men.
Men tip better?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that makes sense because most of the time, men are the ones buying the drink. So by default, they are the ones who's tipping also, right?
Mm-hmm. Females don't tip good. They don't.
Really?
And it's crazy. I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
So I'm a good tipper. Like, I like pretty girls. No homo.
Yeah.
I like pretty girls.
What was it? Oh, my bad.
Go ahead.
What was your choice between the day party or the night party?
Just day party for me is just, it's just more of a vibe. Like I got time to relax and unwind and get back to my regular life. Like night party is just like, shit, you fucked up the next day. Like,
true.
So it's like day party. It's like, you got time like, yo, I'm at a day party. I'm drinking, I'm kicking it. And then you go home, you take your little nap, you got to be to work in the morning. Like, right. You got time to unwind. I definitely prefer day drinking, day partying over night partying any day.
Does age have anything to do with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the older you get, it's like, bro, I want to be at the house by a certain time. I want to make sure I'm in
that
the bed.
Ass. Like, right? I'm done at 10 o'clock. Like, my shit is, clock is shut off. Like, right. I got shit to do in the morning, for sure.
Rap music or trap, R&B music or trap music?
Ooh. That's a hard one, too.
Yeah.
What kind of R&B?
It could go from any R&B from like 90s to 2000s, like.
Okay, so I'm a 90s R&B. Yeah. And I like rap though. I'm a rap head too. So that's I can't even pick.
But it's trap music. It's specific. So that's.
I'm
really
gonna say R&B. R&B. I'm gonna say R&B.
All right, so R&B. Then R&B or reggae music?
Reggae.
Right, I know. I figured that was an easy one for you. All right, so now this is overrated. Or underrated, right? Or it could be neither. You could just be like, it's a tie. Like, you don't feel no way either, right? So, Don Julio, overrated, underrated, or it's just where it's supposed to be?
Underrated.
Underrated? Hookah?
Underrated.
What's your favorite hookah, like, flavor?
What is the blueberry mint?
You like blueberry mint? Mm-hmm. You put two or three coals?
It depends on the kind of coal.
Mm. Yo, I fucking hate
the quick ones, the circle ones, and that I ain't doing worst. It. I like the square ones.
If I go to your establishment and you got quick coals and you're charging $65, $70,
that's crazy. I'm not even buying this shit.
Take that shit back. 100%,
yo, dead ass.
For real.
Take it back.
I don't want it. I would charge my shit back if I have to.
Yo,
like,
dead
ass. I hate instant coal.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Bottle service. Overrated, underrated, or it's just where it is?
It's like, where it is.
Like having a section, because like to me, I don't really care for the bottle service. If I could just have somewhere to sit and be away from the crowd, that's really the main part to me. You know what I'm saying?
For females, it's different. So bottle service for me is underrated, I will say, because shit, I can get in where I fit in. I look good.
Yeah.
I can get anybody's section.
Yeah,
I ain't
women,
gonna hold you.
Women, y'all got it made with that shit. Like, y'all could literally go with no money.
It's like, no, it'd be a million niggas. It's hell.
Yeah,
you know
come
saying?
To the club.
Like, come. What's
come
up?
In the section. Yeah, yeah, pour up.
Bottle service, like, for me, it's underrated.
So, as a bartender, added gratuity, because I know a lot of clubs are doing that now. Like, if you get a $10 drink, there's like a $2 added on to that. Mm-hmm. Is that underrated, overrated, or just is regular?
It's a must.
It's a must, so it's must. Underrated in a sense? Because, shit, you want that. You need that, right?
Yeah.
Because some niggas won't even tip.
They don't tip. Because they feel like they ordering their drinks. But like I said, like, you come in for the vibe. So, pay that.
Yeah.
You come in for the vibe. Like, if you want to stay at home, like, and don't get it twisted, because I sit in my car and I drink, and then come into the club and be like, okay, let me take a couple of shots. But I still know I'm paying for the experience. I still know I got to tip.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underrated, overrated, or at the same dress codes?
For who?
For both. All right, let's start with men. Dress code for men.
Underrated.
Underrated?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What you mean?
I feel like if you coming out, like, don't come out in some bullshit. Like, dress up. Like, you gotta bitch, your shit. You could be at home, nigga.
Yeah. So, like, no sweatpants,
no
sweatpants,
white
tees.
No white tees. Like, none of that. We don't want to see that. I mean, I'm speaking for me,
right.
My age group.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather you see come with your shit on. Like, right. I don't want to see no nigga in the club with a little white tee and a fitted cap, like some shit that you could have wore to the gym, you could have wore to the mall. Like, yo, put your shit on.
Yeah. What about for women? Dress
code?
Same?
Same. Put your shit on.
Yeah.
Pop your shit. Don't come in the club with no fucking Crocs.
Underrated, so put your shit on and come outside.
Right, because that's what you're coming outside for. You come outside to look good. You can stay in the house.
Lemon pepper wings.
Ooh, lemon pepper.
That's that Don Julio kicking in there. That's underrated or overrated, lemon pepper?
Don't be too heavy on a lemon pepper. Because I done had a lot of places that be heavy on the limit. Like, bro, I'm pre-diabetic leaving your shit. Like, wait a minute.
right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Like, pause. Not too much, not too little. I'm a cook. I cook too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lemon
Even
pepper.
Bojangles. Like, sometimes I go to Bojangles and they put so much fucking seasoning on they fries.
Yeah.
It make you want to throw the whole thing out.
Like, throw the whole shit out. Like, I don't even want this shit no more.
Right. Oh, matter of fact, with this, that just, the lemon pepper made me think of something off the top of my head with this or that. Flats or drums?
Flats, all day.
Flats, I'm drums.
Oh, I love flats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fuck with the drums all day. Yeah, Dan, that was the episode right there. I appreciate you pulling up. Is there anything else you want to touch on as being a bartender? Like, off the top.
Shit, just tip, nigga.
Just tip, right?
Like, just tip. Like, at the end of the day, like, yo, you come into the bar, you come in for the experience.
Yeah.
You come in to see a good girl or a good guy serve you a nice drink. And for my bartenders, like, yo, come dress the part. Don't come in that bitch looking crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, ain't your hair ain't done. You got a ponytail, all type of weird shit. Nah.
Lashes, brows.
Like, all type of craziness. Yeah. Like, look your best. This is a job. It's like you're going to show up. Like, you show up as a bartender, you show up like you're going to an interview every day.
And as a consumer, like, when I go to a place, if a bartender or a waitress has an attitude, I don't want nothing to do with her no more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about you having a bad day. I don't
give a fuck about none of that.
But you better front. Because the bartender who can be, like, happy-go-lucky, like, just be in a good mood, I'll definitely go back to her.
That's
you'll tip more. Like, if you feel like she's being nice to you or whatever, like, that's so important. Like, they need to have 101 bartending, 101.
Etiquette.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because that helps a lot.
I definitely done came up to work, like, done went through some whole shit at the crib.
And you left it at the crib.
Just left it at the crib, bro. Just once leave it at the crib. Once you walk through that door, it's like, I say the same thing for McDonald's workers, Burger King, like Target. Like, and Target, one of my favorite places. Target, them bitches don't show up like that. Walmart, they got an attitude.
Yeah.
Like, why? You chose this. You chose this. I didn't choose this for you. Like, come on.
Right.
Like, be happy because your people, I'm going to leave a review. Like, when they ask you on the phone, when you're on the phone with people, like, I work in health insurance in the medical field, and I have to, they ask me questions like, oh, do you want to take a survey at the end of the night?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, hell nah.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll be like, good morning. I get people that's like, good morning, how are you? Hell yeah, I'm leaving a survey.
Yeah.
She did great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, life is hard for everybody.
Yeah.
Life is hard. This shit ain't easy for none of us.
Nah.
We all going through the same shit on a different clock, on a different watch. We all going through the same shit. Yo, you show up and you show out. And if you don't like it, nigga, get the fuck up out of there.
That's one of my favorite lines. I think I got it from Jadakiss. We all deal with the same hell, just a different devil.
That's part.
100%, right?
Yeah.
But that's another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill. Where can they find you after? You got social media or anything?
I'm Star Quality. IG, Facebook, Star Quality 88. I think Star Quality 88. You'll find me.
Yeah. I'll tag you on whenever I drop this season. I'm going to make sure all the guests are on the flyer. But I appreciate you for pulling up, man. We off that Don Julio tonight.
Yeah.
We out of here, man. Peace. It's another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill.
Yeah. Good night.